from the number one sports site in the world.
Live from the Quicken Loans studios of the Yahoo Sports Radio headquarters. Nighttime. This is the right time.
You know the nighttime now.
It's Tony D on Yahoo Sports Radio.
Nick Saban, the gift that keeps on giving for those of us who love SEC football. Nick Saban went down to the spring meetings in Florida. By the way, I love the spring meetings because I don't know what they accomplish there, but apparently it's a big deal that they go there. But this is where you can get coaches to talk about some things, and there was a lot of topics that they talked about. For example, Butch Jones of Tennessee didn't want to compare the Volunteers program that's going through their own Title IX lawsuit to what's going on at Baylor. He said he was proud of the culture that he's building in Knoxville, so he used that platform to say those things. He also said that he doesn't want conference realignment. Brett Bielema, for example, of Arkansas, reiterated his desire, now that we're kind of in this new world of college football scheduling, he wants a Big 12 SEC challenge, or a Big 10 SEC challenge, or heck, an ACC SEC challenge. He wants something like that that they do in college basketball. He wants that for college football. He reiterated that at the spring meeting. But Nick Saban stole the show again, because Nick Saban, no matter how much he doesn't want to talk about satellite camps, continues to talk about satellite camps. This is what I love about these guys. I have met a whole bunch of them, athletes, who will say things like, I don't want to get into my free agency. Oh, okay. I just want to know. Well, because, you know, free agency is tough. You know, I'll make that decision this summer. I got some places I want to go. And, you know, Boston will be a good place, but I think New York might be, you know, like, they just can't help themselves. That's Nick Saban. He didn't want to talk about satellite camps. That's a controversial topic about whether or not these third parties can organize these camps where college coaches can then fly to and participate in so that they can evaluate talent. Right now, the SEC limits the schools to a 50-mile radius, and they don't allow their coaches to participate in satellite camps. So the SEC doesn't want anybody to come to their territory. So they certainly don't want Jim Harbaugh, for example, from Michigan, to come down to Alabama and participate in some camp that's run by a third party. Now, the one example that was used, which I really liked, was there's this town in Alabama that happens to be 90 miles away from Tuscaloosa and 70 miles away from Auburn. And it's a hotbed for college football talent. Well, those kids could go to Alabama, they could go to Auburn, but when they have their camps, Alabama can't go and Auburn can't go because they're outside the 50-mile radius. But Jim Harbaugh can go. So Saban doesn't like this and has been on the forefront of talking about satellite camps and the damage that they do to the college football world. Well, he didn't want to talk about this down in Florida. And then when asked, basically prompt again, he went on a 5-minute rant about satellite camps, blasting this practice. Now, some of the stuff he said makes sense, right? When you're involving a third party, I don't care who it is, you have to make sure that the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed, right? You know, third parties, you know, like sponsors and stuff, are properly vetted. When you have these camps that are run by third parties, you got to be really careful because you don't know where they're coming from. Now, I once worked a couple of 7-on-7 football camps. A friend of mine was putting them together. They were sponsored by the U.S. Army. The Army wanted to use that as sort of a recruiting pitch. So they were the heavy sponsor. Teams would come in. It was a chance for high school teams to get some extra practice. It was in the summertime. And then the Army could make their pitch to the kids. Like, hey, join the Army. These are the benefits of doing that. And it was a kind of a win-win for everybody. The coaches got to have some extra work with the kids. We had a pretty good tournament where people could come and have a good time. And I kind of ran it, you know, for a friend of mine who was putting it all together. You see the benefits of these kind of things because, again, kids want to showcase their skills. Now, these were 7-on-7 non-pad drills and whatnot. And so, but still, you could see some talent there. Nick Saban and the rest of the SEC coaches are going to bash this because, when you have third parties that are working it, you are involved somehow, you need to make sure everything's on the up and up. So I kind of agree with Nick Saban on this. But why I'm not 100% behind Nick is because over and over and over and over and over and over again, I mean, I can't stress that enough, players who have utilized those kind of camps have talked about the benefits. I would have never gone to name your school if it wasn't for the camp. Because of the camp, I was able to talk to coaches from UCLA or Utah or Colorado, whatever it is, whoever it is. They were able to get exposure to places other than their region. And they got a chance to play Division I ball when maybe the local SEC powerhouses, for example, don't want them. So over and over again, kids are saying that these things are good. Yes, I know they're weird, and I know that they can be run by shady organizations, and there's money involved, and the kids pay, and who's paying, and how in the world is it all legit? How do you make sure it's all legit? These are legitimate concerns from Nick Saban. They totally are. But he's not doing it for that reason. And let me make this clear, because people, I think, need to call him out on this. Saban is not anti-satellite camps because he genuinely thinks that they're bad practice. He's against satellite camps because he's protective of his territory. That's it. That's the main reason he doesn't like them, is that he's protective of his territory. And I understand when you are in the South and you have a great amount of high-end high school talent, you want to put a wall around it, right? I mean, look, you remember Miami and the state of Miami? That's why they got good in the 80s, because Howard Schnellenberger said, we're going to put a wall around this area, and we're going to call it the state of Miami, and we're going to recruit in the state of Miami, and we're going to keep people out. We're going to tell people that this is our territory. We're going to let the kids know this is our territory and that we want them at Coral Gables. That philosophy works when you own a territory. You don't want other people coming in, even though they can. You know, Schellenberger couldn't keep out anybody, but it was a philosophical thing. This is our turf, so we're going to protect our turf. And if we've got a kid over there that is a great wide receiver or a great quarterback, or this kid's a great running back, or he's a good defensive, whatever it is, we're going to protect that. We want him to play for us. He's in our backyard. So Saban's being protective. So he goes on this rant. He says, quote, this is the wild, wild west at its best. There have been no specific guidelines relative to how we're managing control of this stuff. It's happening outside the normal evaluation window, which means we're taking time away from our players. We have to worry about our players doing the right things with the limited time that we have with them, but we're not going to do that because we have to be somewhere else to see someone else. All right, so he's attacking the camp, saying, look, I don't have time, so nobody should have time, and it takes away from the other things I need to do with my team. He thinks they're ridiculous, right? And he thinks that they're kind of a waste, but their student athletes don't think they're a waste. Now, the guy who is having really a good time with this is Jim Harbaugh, because he has embraced this like no one else. He has embraced this. And he doesn't like Saban's comments and went right to Twitter. And this is what I like about Harbaugh. And I think this is why he's so good for college football, because there's a window of opportunity to respond. And with Twitter and Facebook and social media, you can get your message out to the media so quickly that what I like about Harbaugh, he seems to respond all the time immediately. Right? As soon as Saban is quoted as saying something, Harbaugh responds to that. He said on Twitter, amazing to me, Alabama broke NCAA rules and now their head coach is lecturing us on the possibility of rules being broken at camps. Truly amazing. This is a great shot, because they had an Alabama assistant who resigned after recruiting violations. And this is a shot Harbaugh is taking at Saban and Alabama. And this is why this is great for football. Somebody needs to call Nick out on this, and I think Jim Harbaugh is the right guy to call him out on this. Saban is not anti-satellite camp as a philosophy, as a tool. He is doing it because he can't go, so no one should go. his own conference, limits his work and limits his area, and Jim Harbaugh's doesn't. And when he sees Harbaugh in his backyard, he wants him off. He doesn't want him dancing on his backyard. He's grown the grass. He's manicured it. He's watered it. He's nurtured it. He has spent all of his time at Alabama getting people in Alabama to want to play for the Tide. And here comes slick-talking Jim Harbaugh, who can go to these satellite camps run by third parties that Saban doesn't know anything about. And Harbaugh can convince some players, if it's just a couple, to come play at Michigan. And that burns Saban. And I'm glad it burns Saban. We'll talk more about this, but coming up, Kevin Durant, free agents, the free agency period begins. Where should he go? Yahoo Sports Radio.
We're sorry, Thunder fans.
Oklahoma City goes down in 7. Warriors and Cavs will do the NBA Finals beginning on Thursday.
Curry behind the back, takes a 3. Got it! Ball game!
All your coverage, the number one sports site in the world, The Vertical with Woj. And where you react first on the NBA Finals, the home of real sports fans.
Yahoo Sports Radio.
Hi, this is Chris Morales from Yahoo Sports Radio. For years, I've been an avid consumer of energy drinks. They gave me physical energy, but recently I discovered how to get more mental energy, and we could all use that, with a little help from Mental Bright. Yes, Mental Bright is a health supplement for the brain. Mental Bright helps me focus. It helps me concentrate. Mental Bright is amazing. It's even helped my golf game. Go to MentalBright.com right now and learn more, because this will give you mental health. MentalBright.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
If you own land, you know that one of the most important purchases you can make is a reliable tractor. And they don't come any tougher than Mahindra tractors. Mahindra tractors are designed to push more, pull more, and lift more. And they're assembled right here in the USA. Plus, every single Mahindra tractor is backed by an industry-leading 5-year warranty. That's why 98% of Mahindra owners would recommend one to a friend. 98%. No wonder Mahindra is the world's number one selling tractor. So if you love your land, take home the tractor that helps you rise to meet any challenge from Mother Nature and beyond. Mahindra. Learn more about the world's number one selling tractor at MahindraUSA.com.
Care for the land you love with the world's number one selling tractor, Mahindra. Mahindra tractors are assembled right here in the USA and backed by an industry-leading 5-year warranty. Find your Mahindra dealer at MahindraUSA.com.
Mahindra, the toughest tractor on earth.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-956-9829. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-956-9829. That's 1-800-956-9829. 1-800-956-9829.
Because
Because sometimes you just need to have a little fun on your morning drive.
This is not a sports show. This is a me show.
The Steve Zabin Show on Yahoo Sports Radio.
Solly, how soon before Scott's daughter Instagrams her?
Waking up America like no one else.
Are you out of your mind?
Your sports and your fun and frivolity.
Because we just can't take ourselves too seriously, now can we?
God, I sound terrible, don't I?
The Steve Zabin Show.
Morning, 6 a.m. Eastern
on Yahoo Sports Radio.
It's Travis Rogers now.
Exactly what you would expect from Russell Wilson. Self-serving, artificial, and more or less the exact opposite of inspiring. It canned, easy. And we touched on it a little bit. He told this story about where he was on the baseball team, or start with the story about the football team, and the coach told him, you're not going to play here, and you know, you got to go, you can't be here anymore. And the baseball coach wasn't allowing him to play his junior year because of reasons, and he had 500 at-bats his freshman and sophomore year, and he wasn't getting to play, and the whole season had gone by, and then he came off the bench and hit a home run because he was ready, and on and on. He's that guy. He doesn't think that you realize that he's Eddie Haskelling you, that he's like, oh, it's very nice to see you today, sir. Wow, you really did a good job with that. And I'll tell you what, I just hope that one day I can be as successful as you are, sir. And boy, oh, howdy, shut up.
Travis Rogers, now. Weekdays from noon to 2 p.m. Eastern on Yahoo Sports Radio.
It's Tony D with you on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
All right, Tony D here on Yahoo Sports Radio. So still taking your gut punch series or games that you still haven't gotten over. 800-777-2907. Also hit us up on Twitter at Tony D Radio. Let me know what ones still bother you to this day. Kenneth on Twitter, who do you consider the favorite in this year's NBA Finals? I got Warriors in seven. Well, I consider the favorite. I think everyone considers the Warriors to be the favorite. They won 73 games, so I don't know. I would be hard-pressed to think anybody would think Cleveland would be the favorite. They don't have home court, and Golden State won 73 games. I got Warriors in seven. The loss that I can't get over was the Texans-Chiefs. All right, so very good. Texans Chiefs. 800-777-2907, 800-777-2907. I think I'm with you, Kenneth. I think I'll take the Warriors in seven. I want the Cavaliers to win. I'm kind of sentimental to the give Cleveland a title thing. But I think this is going to be a good series, a fun series. I think it's going to be exciting. It's going to be drama. But Lord knows I've been wrong before on this kind of stuff.
It'll probably be like Warriors in five.
Right. And we'll all be like, boy, that was disappointing.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be like, well, I can't believe it. Another blowout here at Oracle. God, I hope not. God, I hope not. But if LeBron is close, if that city is close again and something happens in game seven, like Curry hits a rainbow three with like 2 seconds left, I don't know how that city's taking it. That city, I'm telling you, man, watch that 30 for 30 when they're all stacked up. You go, oh my God, how do the people of Cleveland survive this?
I just don't know how the city's going to survive if they just lose, period. It'll be even worse if they lose on like a buzzer beater in game seven, but if they just lose another championship series.
Yeah, see, last year, because of the injuries, I think a lot of the fans went, all right, yeah, but, you know, we were hurt, and we have, you know, Kyrie didn't play, and Kevin Love was out, but next year we should be good. I agree. When you have a team that's healthy and on a roll like they are, and they lose, and if they lose in six or five or seven, I think it is a gut punch.
And I also,
look, I think it is a serious gut punch to that city.
And I also think in the back of all their minds is, would LeBron leave again, especially if they lose again?
If
it's just not looking good for this squad, I mean, would LeBron leave again?
I believed that. And then this documentary was so good that I watched it and went, I no longer believe LeBron will leave this city. I think LeBron is hell-bent on being the guy that gives that city a championship. He is hell-bent on it. I think if he wins, I think he could be gone. I think he could say mission accomplished and go back to South Beach and play or do whatever he wants to do. But I don't think he would leave without delivering on that. There was something about watching the LeBron segment of that where he really knows what he means to that area. Like, he gets it. They talked about the economic boom of that city when LeBron James arrived in 2003. They talked about restaurants opening up down by the arena, just the overall economic impact that he had of bringing in people to downtown, people buying stuff downtown, shaping. I mean, it was just remarkable, the economic impact. He does get that. I do think he wants to be part of this, but I think you're right. I think if he doesn't win, I don't know what tweaks he's going to have to do, but he's probably going to have to do a couple more. But also, are we watching Halley's Comet here with the Golden State Warriors? I mean, are we watching something that in the end comes and then goes, that, you know, they're so good, but in the end, this will just fade out and they'll just be another very good team, but not this extraordinary team that you can't beat in a series? Because that's what happens in this league. You get teams that go, you know, remember when they went, you know, when the super team was created in Miami and everyone thought that team's never going to lose. Oh my God. It's Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, and LeBron James. How are they going to lose? And then Dallas went, no, we can beat them. And they did. And then they lost again a couple of years later to San Antonio. I wonder with Golden State, if it's 2 years, 3 years, and then it fades out and LeBron's like, all right, I'll take my shot this time. But if he's not careful, San Antonio will figure something out. They'll have a new big three with Kawhi Leonard, LaMarcus Aldridge, and whoever. And then they'll be the juggernaut team that will knock everybody in the East around. LeBron is probably coming, in terms of winning championships, he has occurred as an Eastern Conference star at the worst possible time to be that. Because the Western Conference has been so good. You know, when I was in Denver and I covered the Nuggets, when Carmelo Anthony got drafted, the Nuggets went to the playoffs every year he was there. But except for 1 year, they lost in the first round. But they weren't losing in the first round to, like, the same team. Like, the Nuggets, over a period of time, had lost to Minnesota, San Antonio, Utah, the LA Clippers. I mean, there was all this list of teams, of Western Conference teams, that would beat Denver in the first round of the playoffs. LeBron, if he's not careful, is going to go through that similarly in NBA Finals, where he's going to lose to Dallas, he's going to lose to San Antonio, he's going to lose to Golden State twice, Oklahoma City might beat him next year. Like, he might run through a series of Western Conference juggernauts that you'll just go, wow, what dumb luck that one of the better players the league has ever seen was just married to guys that weren't as good as another collection of guys. And like I said, the Western Conference has produced these really great teams. And even the Lakers 6 years ago when they beat the Celtics. It's been, whether it's Golden State, whether it's Dallas, whether it's Oklahoma City, whether it's San Antonio, whether it was the Lakers, there is a 10-year, 12-year period of really good teams coming out of the West. Not just good teams, really, really good teams coming out of that conference. And LeBron is reaching a point where he's going to face them all. But I think in the end that he's married to this idea. I just look, after I watched it, I wished I could be the one that give that city a championship. I mean, it's like a powder keg ready to explode. That celebration will last a week, if not a month, when they finally win a title. And he will be at the center of the parade. A lot of these guys, these athletes, we all know that in the end, they're attention-grabbing, they're narcissistic, they have that element of wanting attention, they want to be loved, they want to be the hero. LeBron has that, and he, no other place can give him what Cleveland would give him, winning a title. He can't go, there's no place he can go. He Miami, been there, done that. In fact, they did it without him. They had won a title before he arrived there in 2006. There is no other place in the NBA landscape that would give him the kind of just overall attention, joy, adulation, all of that stuff than Cleveland, Ohio. And I think that's why he's married to the idea. He will die trying to give that city a championship. All right, Jenny Carlson's going to join us from the Oklahoman. That's coming up in just a minute. We're going to talk to her about the Oklahoma City Thunder. Kind of going with our theme tonight, the loss that you still can't get over. Is that what's going on in Oklahoma City, or are they looking at it like, yeah, you know what, we're good. It's tough, but we're good. We got a bright future. We'll also talk about Billy Donovan and Kevin Durant's free agency. Is the best place for him right there in Oklahoma City? Jenny Carlson next on the Oklahoman. We'll talk Thunder basketball. I am Tony D. It's Yahoo Sports Radio.
And all we can say is wow. The world champs and the MVP somehow come back from a 3-1 deficit.
Cue that fun Warrior song we have.
Warriors headed to the NBA Finals to repeat. LeBron and Cavs stand in their way.
Game 7 wins.
Your place to react, the home of real sports fans, Yahoo Sports Radio.
Do you use a CPAP device for sleep apnea? Are you tired of dragging your bulky in-home device everywhere you travel? Then you need to know about Transcend, the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It lets you sleep in total comfort anywhere you go. And right now, you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-940-1740. Transcend from MiniCPAP.com is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can sleep comfortably even while flying. Transcend is our smallest, lightest, and most portable mini CPAP design ever, offering all the performance of a bulky standard in-home device. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-1740. Again, that's 1-800-940-1740.
It's Travis Rogers now.
MLB should have an exception for the PED rule for Bartolo. Let him stock up on as much as possible to play until he's 60. Well, John, you're assuming that he's not doing that already. He is 40-something years old and dealing in the major leagues. You just think that he's doing that on the deception, hitting his spots? All right.
Travis Rogers, now. Weekdays from noon to 2 p.m. Eastern on Yahoo Sports Radio.
Are you into sports betting? Are you trying to learn more tricks of the trade? Check out the new audiobook, An Introduction to Sports Betting, Blitz Style by Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman. If you're new to the game, want to learn the basics, they have you covered. If you're a veteran gambler and you want to improve your profit margin, this book's also for you. With almost 50 years of combined gambling experience, Fowler and Hoffman break down strategies for specific sports and types of wagers. They also delve into one of the most overlooked basics. That's right, how to manage your money. Sports betting has become more mainstream, and the competition is tougher than ever. Now you have the chance to level the playing field by downloading today. Thousands of dollars worth of knowledge are available for you at just $12.99. Go to podcastarena.com. That's podcastarena.com. And check out the Blitz page and follow the link. It takes minutes to download, and just a few hours, you'll have a lifetime's worth of handicapping tips at your disposal. It's An Introduction to Sports Betting, Blitz Style, available now.
Each week, we examine the stadium beat from every angle.
With athletes like Fred Lynn.
The Green Monster, they call it that for a reason. About 12 foot of it from the ground to about 12 foot up was concrete. And if you hit that, I mean, it would just tear your skin off.
Joe Theismann.
What a great idea this is to be able to talk about the hallowed structures that exist today.
I'm Bill Hazen. Join me Saturdays, 8 a.m. Eastern Time for Stadiums USA right here on Yahoo Sports Radio.
Restrictions apply. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. And as a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want, You can pay off high-interest rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is the better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/sportsfan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days, go to Prosper.com/sportsfan. That's Prosper.com/sportsfan.
There are a lot of different sides to the Jeep brand family. For example, being the most luxurious SUV in its class, you could say the Jeep Grand Cherokee has a sophisticated side. While the Jeep Wrangler has the distinction of being the only open-air 4x4 SUV on the market, not to mention being named the best 4x4 vehicle of the decade by Four Wheeler Magazine. And the Jeep Cherokee brings efficiency by offering 31 mpg highway. But the one thing they all have in common? Available best-in-class 4x4 capability. Which means, when this family gets together, they can go pretty much anywhere. The Jeep Grand Cherokee, Wrangler, and Cherokee. All part of an SUV family that has received more awards over its lifetime than any other competitive SUV lineup. Based on Grand Cherokee Summit Award segmentation based on 2001 to 2010 model years, EPA estimated 2.4-liter front-wheel drive. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Tony D on the third shift.
It's Tony D with you
on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
It's Tony D here on the nighttime on Yahoo Sports Radio. Now, we're looking ahead to the NBA Finals, but I want to go back to the Oklahoma City Thunder, who took the Golden State Warriors to 7 games, even though they're up 3-1 in that series. So what is the mood like in Oklahoma City? What's the future hold for the Thunder? Jenny Carlson joins us from the Oklahoman, covers the Thunder here on Yahoo Sports Radio. How are you, Jenny?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. All right. So there are crushing disappointments that the fans can't get over. And then there's, well, we'll get them next year disappointments. Where does this fit for Thunder fans?
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting question because when the playoffs started, I don't think a lot of people expected the Thunder to be in a position to push the Warriors to game 7. You know, I think there was just a lot of questions whether this team could potentially, you know, knock off the Spurs even to get to the Western Conference Finals. The Spurs and the Warriors have distanced themselves so far from everybody else in the league this year. So, and the Thunder being up and down, people just weren't real sure what was going to happen. And then you just saw this continuous improvement, really, out of the Thunder as the playoffs went on. So if you talk about, you know, the expectations when the playoffs started, I think most people would say, wow, the playoffs really went a lot better than most of us thought. But then if you look at more recent times and say, what do you feel now? I think a lot of people definitely feel that disappointment of having the defending champs down 3-1, a chance to win the series on home court in game 6, didn't get it done. So there's obviously that disappointment now. And then clearly you factor in this unknown of Kevin Durant and the free agency that's coming up. I think that all kind of boils together to people a little bit on edge around here. Let's put it that way.
There was a dominating presence that the Thunder had in this series, and then it went away. And guys yesterday were saying, well, the Warriors were making shots that they were missing earlier in the series. Was it that simple, or was there a game plan that the Thunder just missed out on late in this series?
Well, I mean, I think that probably as much as anything, it was more, small incremental lapses that the Warriors are just so good at taking advantage of. I'm not sure overall, if you look at the from start to finish of games, or, you know, the theory of how, you know, the Thunder thought they wanted to try to beat the Warriors from game 1 to game 7. Not sure you saw a bunch of variations there, but the Warriors are just so good at, you know, really capitalizing anytime you have lapses. So, you know, you saw the Thunder at the end of game 6 against that really good opportunity they had to win on home floor, had played so well for 42, 43 minutes of that game, and then started to turn it over. The ball movement got stagnant. Some problems that they'd had in the regular season that had really evaporated in the playoffs came back to haunt them. So, you know, while the totality of that game, they really didn't change a whole lot, it was in that last little bit that they reverted to some bad habits cost them game six. I thought they played a splendid game in seven, considering they're on the road. The Warriors really punched them in the mouth a couple of times, and they just kept coming. But I think the game six loss is really the one that's going to linger and be hardest for this team to overcome, because they did sort of have that fallback to bad habits and things that they really hadn't done much in the playoffs, and it bit them at the worst possible time in the Western Conference Finals.
You mentioned about the edge that fans feel about Kevin Durant, and there was so much conversation after that Spurs game one loss that if he's going to win, he might have to find somewhere else to go. It seems to me now that if he wants to win, he should stay where he is. That seems to be a team that's close enough. Where do fans feel this is going to go? Are they still worried that he might depart?
Well, I mean, I think, yeah, there's definitely that worry. But I think you bring up a good point about the way that things changed even in the last 3 or 4 weeks, essentially since game one against the Spurs until now. You know, that was a team coming out of the first round against the Mavs that had played well, really kind of, ran over the Mavs. But that was what a lot of people expected them to do. But then the growth and improvement that everybody saw play out from the start of that Spurs series to now, you saw guys like Steven Adams, evolve into not just a someday potentially great player, but a today great player. And so, you look at that team around Durant and you say, man, this is still a young core. I mean, Adams is 22. Cantor's still on that side of 25. Waiters is still on that side of 25. Guys that really took big strides in the playoffs, are some of the younger guys on this team. So I think that, Durant has to look at that and factor that in. I've always said that I think his free agency decision is going to come down to a lot of factors. There was talk before the playoffs ever got started. If the Thunder don't win this, that, or the other, Durant's gone. To me, that was way too simplistic. I just don't think that Kevin Durant is that simplistic of a guy. I think he is going to look at a lot of different factors. But clearly one of those now has to be, look at what this team just did. Why wouldn't everybody believe that if they continue on this trajectory in the offseason, regular season next year, that they couldn't be right there, come this time next year? Maybe you meet the Warriors again and meet the same fate, but if you see the way that this team improved in the last month, if you're Kevin Durant, I would think you have to think, this team has probably still got room to grow, still got room to improve, and why can't I be a part of that? I have to think that more and more people are feeling like Durant is likely to stay. Is it a long-term deal, short-term deal? Probably more likely short-term with all the TV money getting ready to kick in here in another year. But still, if Oklahoma City can retain him and see where this team can go, it may be even a tougher decision to walk away from a year from now if they continue to grow the way that they did in these playoffs.
Jenny Carlson joins us, the Oklahoman on the Oklahoma City Thunder in the future. I know it's a players' league, but a lot of times coaches do get credit. How much does Billy Donovan get credit for the improvement that you've mentioned?
I think a decent amount. Obviously there's got to be guys on an individual level buying in, doing what he says. But clearly during the regular season, we saw this Thunder team take some big strides in their offensive efficiency. This got way better. Some numbers that maybe weren't being talked about very much because the Warriors and the Spurs were so unbelievably good. Nobody wants to pay any attention to anybody else. But the Thunder really did have some vast improvement offensively, but they just couldn't get that same consistency defensively. And now I think through the playoffs we see that Donovan and his staff were teaching those, were implementing those, and it just was a matter of time before it really kicked in that these guys bought in and went out there and played that system wholeheartedly. It ultimately didn't get them to the NBA Finals, but they won 7 of 13 games against the teams that were two of the best ever in NBA history in these playoffs. So I think there is a decent amount of credit that goes to Donovan and some of those tweaks that he made to really change some habits, change some things that could be the difference between, a team that bowed out to the Spurs in, maybe 5 or 6 games and instead gets all the way to game 7 against the Warriors.
As we talk about credit, I want to talk a little bit about blame, and I don't mean pitchforks in the street blame, but is there any that the Thunder should have for not winning this series?
Well, I mean, like I said before, I think that game 6 loss is going to haunt them, and I think that is the, if you want to talk about, collapse, choke, whatever word you sort of want to throw out there, I think that's the game that you have to look at when Westbrook and Durant had, so many turnovers, so many missed shots late. The stars really didn't shine in that instance when you need them to be difference makers. They made a difference, but in the wrong way. And so I think that that game is probably the one most people will look at and say, ugh. And I think that includes the team, the players, the coaches as well, that they just, again, reverted back to bad habits. But although I'm sure right now there's still some people that, you know, like I said before, a little bit on edge about the fact that this team is done and not getting ready for the NBA Finals.
All right, in 60 seconds, and I'll get you out on this one, Steven Adams, because I love Steven Adams. How big of a star is he in Oklahoma City?
Yeah, that's a great question. And he's not to Durant and Westbrook status yet, but he's made some big, big strides in that regard. The cheers that went up for him, especially after those incidents with Draymond Green, continued to grow in that Western Conference Finals. I mean, he was not only playing great basketball, but sort of becoming a folk hero in the way he was handling all that punishment, all of that attention. I mean, he just lets it roll off his back, and it sort of, you know, he's got the mustache and the hair, and he's sort of got that, you know, looks like he walked out of of some sort of HBO Western series out there or something, you know. And he just has that mentality, too. Like, you know, yeah, the guy kicked me. Okay, whatever, moving on. He's just got a great personality, a great sense of his purpose, his role on the team. And, by the way, he's becoming one of the best centers in the league right before our eyes. So, yeah, the love for Steven Adams, it's really evolving. I'm not sure people here love him as much as his native New Zealanders do, but, again, making a run for their money.
Jenny Carlson, Oklahoman on the Oklahoma City Thunder. Great stuff. Thank you so much for your time tonight.
No problem. See y'all.
All right, coming up next, Jack Nicklaus is not sold on the big three. Why? Jordan Spieth, Jason Day, Rory McIlroy. We'll get into that more on the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors. All coming up, Yahoo Sports Radio.
Don't ever miss a moment of Yahoo Sports Radio.
Have you downloaded our brand new Yahoo Sports Radio mobile app?
What will happen next?
Just go to yahoosportsradio.com.
Or search for us in your app store.
This is a task you must manage.
Download the app. It's simple. You just press play.
What would we all give?
And there we are. Never miss a moment.
I'm with you, dude.
Hi, it's Chris Morales here at Yahoo Sports Radio. I do many, many jobs around here, including being one of the voices you hear often. Tell you fun stuff. And stuff that's coming up. And we've all been low on energy and downed a shot or an energy drink from the cooler, right? Some of us, like myself, have drank a lot of them over the years. And yeah, you know how they make you feel? Kind of like Beavis, right?
I am Cornholio.
You know what I'm talking about. Or like Tony Montana at the end of Scarface when you crash.
Say hello to my new friend!
That's because those drinks are revving your heart rate. They're giving you physical energy.
But do they actually help your brain?
Well, that's where I discovered a new product called Mental Bright. I wanted something that was actually going to help my brain, not just make me feel all tweaked out. Because if you're willing to drink something that makes your heart pound, why not give yourself something that'll give you mental energy? And no, I don't mean your head pounding. I mean you working smarter, feeling better, feeling more motivated, and feeling more focused. I guarantee you, you're going to like it. MentalBright.com.
It's Travis Rogers now.
Dean sent me this story via email. After my sophomore year of high school, they opened up a high school near my school. No one except the kids looking for a new start transferred. I remember hearing that the new baseball coach asked everyone trying out for the team to come lay sod to get the field ready. No one who showed up to work made the team. Coach was just dangling that carrot for free labor.
Travis Rogers now. Weekdays from noon to 2 p.m. Eastern on Yahoo Sports Radio. The Steve Zabin.
As you can see, my brain has already left for the long Memorial Day weekend. All that is left is this dumb, bald guy.
You followed the advice of the local news everywhere who now says, no, leave Thursday.
Oh, really?
Leave Thursday morning, early Thursday afternoon. That's actually when you should go drive safely and enjoy.
Waking up America like no one else.
Glad the local news is now consulting and advising on people's work habits in advance of a long holiday weekend. Don't you know there's TPS reports that have got to be filed late into Thursday, early morning on Friday? We can't all just flit off to the beach.
Yeah.
I'm going to need those reports on my desk. Yeah. How come we haven't put our Friday show in the can already.
How do you know we haven't?
The Steve Zabin Show. Mornings.
6 to 10 Eastern.
On Yahoo Sports Radio.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-932-7559 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-932-7559. That's 800-932-7559.
Listen to this. That's the sound of you losing weight with Nutribullet, the superfood nutrition extractor. Nutribullet turns ordinary fresh food into superfood. In about 30 seconds, Nutribullet breaks down fruits and vegetables, creating a deliciously healthy drink your body can absorb for a satisfying blast of nutrition that can help you drop pounds fast.
I lost about 10 pounds and feel amazing.
I've lost 17 pounds. I've lost almost 10 inches.
I've lost about 40 pounds.
I love it. I've never felt this good in my life. Never.
The Nutribullet 30-Day Slim Down Plan is easy and risk-free. If you don't lose the weight within 30 days, return it for a full refund. Order today and get a month's supply of our fat-burning Boost, a $20 value, absolutely free. Call 800-221-5550 now and get the 30-day slim down plan risk-free. Call 800-221-5550. 800-221-5550. Results will vary based upon the commitment to the Nutribullet slim down plan, diet, and exercise.
The Steve Zabin Show.
All right, that's how you play I'm So Done With. 800-777-2907. Let's go to the phone. Mark, you're next up. Hello, Mark. What are you so done with?
I want to preface this by saying I know these sports have a very limited fan base, but I'm so done with not being able to find a sports app that updates scores for the niche sports that I follow. I like arena football and I like college baseball, but I can't find an app that updates those sports.
Waking up America like no one else.
Well, all right. Hey, guess what, Mark? Maybe you and I, we've got our brainchild for a $1 million app. The niche sports app. The craziest results ever, such as high lie, rugby, cricket.
Can we advertise that on myidiotkicker.com?
Ding, ding.
There's got to be a cricket score app.
All right, now Mark had to take a shot at my website, which never launched. It's like the undefeated, Mark. It's going to launch eventually. We're working on it.
The Steve Zabin Show. Mornings.
6 to 10 Eastern.
On Yahoo Sports Radio. Tony D on the third shift.
It's Tony D with you
on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
All right, thanks for joining us here on Yahoo Sports Radio. Thanks to Jenny Carlson in Oklahoma City, sort of wrapping up the Thunder season. Still taking your thoughts on the worst loss you may have experienced as a fan, one you still haven't quite gotten over. Hit me up on Twitter at Tony D Radio. Jack Nicklaus has got the Memorial Tournament going on, and, you know, he's... It's a pretty big deal. It's not like a second tier major type of thing, but it's an important tournament because he's a legend and they go to Arnold's tournament. They go to Jack's tournament. So it's the Memorial's got to go place. It's played in the same course every year. The one he has at Muir Field in Ohio. But he was asked about the big three of golf, Jordan Spieth, Jason Day, and Rory McIlroy. They're numbers 1 through 3 in the world. And they asked Jack Nicklaus about this and he thinks it's just a little too soon. He was part of a big three back in the 60s with Arnold Palmer and Gary Player. But back in those 60s, they had a lot of majors at the time. Nicklaus had won 4 at that time, and he was still a very, very young guy. Palmer had won 7. Player had won 4. And Spieth only has 2, and Day has 1, and McIlroy has 4. So Jack Nicklaus is not ready to just combine those guys yet. He says, we were probably the 3 better players, but right behind us, there was Billy Casper, and then there was Lee Trevino, and then there was Tom Watson. So it was some of the ways a little unfair to the others because we got more publicity than they did. And it certainly looks a bit that way here today, even though those 3 are exceptionally good. You've got Ricky Fowler right there. Bubba Watson is there. You've got Hideki Matsuyama. So you've got just a host of good young players who really would not take much to jump right into the same consideration. I kind of agree with them. One of the things about golf that I think it has to, I wish it would. I shouldn't say it has to, because there's nothing they could do about it. But I wish some of these guys would really separate themselves from the field. It doesn't take much. When you're talking about Day and you're talking about McIlroy and you're talking about Spieth, it doesn't take much for one of those guys to fall out and a Ricky Fowler to come in and emerge. If Ricky Fowler were to win the U.S. Open, why wouldn't he be in that group as well and either make it a big four or knock somebody else out? Jason Day has been on a run. Spieth is kind of back after winning the Colonial, and McIlroy is playing really well. But there are guys that are ready to just jump right in. So I understand where Jack is making the point. I like where golf is heading. I mean, I think post Tiger, this is a good place for it to be. It's got young stars. The problem is that these guys don't transcend the sport like Tiger did. That's the biggest problem, is that Tiger brought in an audience of people who wouldn't watch golf but would watch him. I don't think that's the case. I don't find people going, I really should watch Jason Day. I don't really watch golf, but I like Jason Day. Not even Jordan Spieth yet. Spieth has got all of the charismatic qualities you want in a star. He is likable. He plays very good. You could watch him and be thoroughly entertained, even if you're not a huge golf fan. But he's not close to Tiger. He doesn't take it to the stratosphere. And that's what Tiger did. And there are guys, listen, we talk about this with these sports, whether it's auto racing, whether it's PGA Tour golf, that there are athletes who take the sport so high that when the sport comes back down to where it should be, it feels like a decline. Jeff Gordon in NASCAR or Tiger Woods in golf, or when there is an exceptional athlete that transcends the sport, that carries it further than it's ever been, there is a natural drop because the sport should never be that high to begin with. It drops back down. And then people say, oh, the sport's declining. Well, it's not declining. It's just that there was this mediocre rise and it came back down again. If you have a television station and it gets a 3 in the Nielsen, and then you have a hot television show that pushes it up to 8, and then that show goes off the air for whatever reason, and you go back to 3, yes, you plummeted, but you're really back down to normal. And golf is back to normal. It's not getting the big boost that Tiger brings. That's why people get excited when Tiger signs up for a tournament, even though he's nowhere near competing. You hear these promos like about a month ago where they were saying the U.S. Open could be very interesting. Tiger Woods registered. Well, he registers for everything just in case, but he's nowhere near playing. And just having Jordan Spieth, Rory McIlroy, and Jason Day, along with maybe, Ricky Fowler, is not enough. It's just not enough yet. Phil Mickelson is a talented guy, but he's a golfer's golfer. Jordan Spieth's a golfer's golfer. Tiger Woods was extraordinary. When he was on, he was unlike anything anyone had seen. But the big three in this case, fun to watch if you love golf. But if you don't, I don't know if they make you watch it. I don't know if you tune into the Colonial because Spieth is birdieing holes on the backside. If you don't watch the sport. If you watch the sport, you're in already. 800-777-2907. Coming over the next hour, we're going to talk about Kevin Durant and his free agency. Jenny Carlson from the Oklahoman touched on it, where it seems like Oklahoma City seems to be the best place for him, but there are options. We'll explore those and decide whether or not Kevin Durant is ripe for leaving Oklahoma City. He's admitted, free agency starts now. After Monday, he had only lost 30 minutes ago. But now that he's had a chance to fly back, it is time to start considering his future. This summer is going to be fun with Kevin Durant. I mean, he's unrestricted starting July 1st. He's going to get wined. He's going to get dined. The money's going to be outrageous because there's a new deal coming up. He's going to get max dollars. It's going to be really fun to see which teams try to maneuver that. But when we're talking about free agents, what do we talk about? It's not maximizing dollars, because they maximize dollars exactly where they're at, especially in Oklahoma City. It is best place to win, if indeed that's what they really want. is Oklahoma City the best place for Kevin Durant? We'll talk about that coming up as well. And then 800-777-2907, the worst loss you have ever had where you still can't get over it. Hit us up on Twitter at Tony D Radio. We had a couple for the Rangers Cardinals Game 6 World Series. We had the Saints and the Seahawks playoff game back in 2011. 800-777-2907. I am Tony D through the night on Yahoo Sports Radio.